This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Boulder community is marking 1 year since a gunman killed 10 people at a King Soopers grocery store. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
The Boulder Police Department hosted a ceremony this afternoon to honor Eric Talley, the officer who was killed in the shooting. Resident Kim Price placed a bouquet of white roses on a patrol car serving as a memorial. She said her son was working at the store the day of the shooting and escaped safely.
It's just a debt I can never repay, and it means a lot to be here. I didn't know him. It's a good day, too, because we're all getting together as a family and just being together today.
The store is closed today to honor the victims as remembrance events take place across the city. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Right now, Colorado senators are in the middle of a lengthy debate on a Democratic bill that would enshrine access to abortion into state law. The Reproductive Health Equity Act would ensure access to contraception and abortion at any point in pregnancy. Sponsors say the bill's passage is important since the U.S. Supreme Court may overturn Roe v. Wade. Debate over the same bill in the House lasted 23 hours. I-70 is closed eastbound in the mountains between Colorado 9 and mile marker 205 near Silverthorne. There are multiple safety warnings in the area, including commercial chain laws and passenger traction laws. CDOT cameras show snow-covered roads and traffic backups around a mile east of Silverthorne. Be safe out there. This is CPR News and KRCC.